Harry joins us this morning.
Well,
we were just going to keep doing stories and jokes until you got here, and so
well,
not
don't
about
let me interrupt
not
you.
About you. No, that's okay. We were talking about broadband width and all that kind of stuff. What kind of a device do you have? What do you use?
As in terms of telephone?
Yeah, like your yeah.
I have an iPhone, and then the city gave me a BlackBerry, and the good news is I'm equally unproficient.
You can't handle either one of them very well. Is that it?
Bingo.
Yeah, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you like that iPhone thing?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, the touch screen and all that kind of stuff. Well, my wife got one, and that's kind of it's new and different, I guess. That's how she's feeling about it.
You know, my kids are the ones that tell me what kind of technology I have to have. Mom, you got to get this.
But there's an intrusive nature to receiving your emails in that thing that you carry in your pocket if you don't want to get them all the time, especially if you're an elected official, right?
Well, the city provides a BlackBerry,
so
I kind of keep them separate.
Okay. Yeah, but you still have to respond or be interrupted by reading those things, huh?
I'm not as good as I should be.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So anyway, so you're here today. What's on your agenda this morning?
Well, you know, we've just gone through our budget. I think we've done an excellent job, but we have another council meeting tomorrow, and so we'll have a public hearing on the budget if anyone cares to come by and comment one way or the other. I think we've done an excellent job, and staff is to be commended. They just really did a great job. We've taken out maybe a little bit more than $1.2 million from last year's budget, and last year's budget was also reduced. The city's probably working on about $5.5 million less over the last 3-4 years. So, our sales tax is down. You know?
Yeah.
So, and property tax is down about 2%. So I don't know for sure, but I suspect we'll adopt the effective tax rate. And that's what do we have to charge this year to generate the same amount of money as we spent last year. And that's the effective tax rate.
I think what probably like to get your thoughts. Dennis Maloney was in here on Friday, and hearing what he had to say about basically the same thing, the effective tax rate would be adopted. There are two schools of thought. First is city employees, if they don't receive raises, then their effective salary goes down because the cost of benefits is going to be higher.
Right, and most employees haven't had a raise in 2 years, and so the ones who are not going to get a raise this year, it's going to be 3 years, and they will have, in fact, had salary decreases because the benefits of health insurance are going up. There's no question. And I think the reason that staff proposed the raises they did, and this is for the lower, this is not management or any of that, is, and these are only merit raises. These are not cost of living. This is only for those people who actually deserve it. And it'll be a sliding scale, probably weighted for the lowest income people. And what really is going to happen is that they're going to get a salary increase that's barely going to cover their new health insurance. And our fear is that if we didn't give it, a number of those lower paid city employees would end up deciding not to have health care coverage because they just couldn't afford it for their families.
Sure, and that's a dangerous situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mayor Nancy Berry joining us. I feel like I have to be a voice for those people who are out there who are saying, hey, you know what? You talked about no one being laid off, but people have been laid off at my work, or I've been laid off, and why is it the city's job to maintain, or if you will, guarantee full employment for existing staff?
Good question.
I know, and I have to be the I have to be the voice of the people who are saying that, because there are people who are saying that. And a reason I do this, and to kind of as a lead up to it, the city of College Station has not had to worry because tax revenues have been up, property values have continued to go up. Now College Station suddenly is seeing this cliff right here, and it's going to be better, and it'll be all right in time. But right now, it's not. And as you were saying, sales revenues are down, home values are not going up, property values are going down in some cases, taxes are going up as far as people are concerned, fees are things that y'all are proposing. Why does the city have to be proud of the fact that no one has lost their job at the city when, in fact, people around town do lose their jobs?
That's an excellent question. We're blessed to have a really outstanding city staff. And we have eliminated positions. We've had people who have left or retired or have just left the city employee for whatever reason. Those positions have not been filled. We have also cut staff positions. So when you look at the organizational chart in any given department, they may have two or three vacancies. And when we were going through with a knife, we said, okay, we'll cut some of those positions. So you could say, well, people who would have, had they stayed, their position would have been eliminated. And our raises are merit raises only, and they're small amounts, and they're weighted heavily to the lower income people. But I think it was a nice gesture on the part of the council and city management to say, let's try not to lay off those people who are doing a good job. I think if someone was not performing and their supervisor thought that there was someone out there who could do this, the same job for the same amount of money and could do a better job, we probably would see some layoffs.
As one member of council, because I got this question, said, hey, the next time you have somebody in, so there you are.
My luck, I'm next one
there
up.
There you go, exactly. The Starlight Concert Series has been cut back to save money. This person said, hey, why is College Station doing any free concerts for somebody to drive in from Snook or Madisonville or whatever to see a free concert? Can College Station really afford to be having any free concerts at this point?
Ah, you've touched a nerve.
Yeah. Okay, well, and then, as one member of council, please speak.
You know, I love the Starlight Music Series. I think it's wonderful. It's all of that stuff. But it's, as you said, it's free. But it's not free. It costs the city money. We pay for the, you know, we say pay for the venue, we pay for the police officers, we pay for EMS, we pay for the parks people, we pay for all sorts of things. It costs money to do it. My question when we looked at this is, why haven't we gone out and found some sponsors who are willing to do this? Or what do we have to do to charge people? My feeling is that if anybody, you don't have to prove, you know, that you're on food stamps, you don't have to bring your income tax return, but anybody who wants a free ticket could come to a couple of spots around town, City Hall, Lincoln Center, Utility Center on Barron Road, and say, I need five tickets to the concert. And bingo, we ought to give them five tickets, no questions asked. But when I've been there, it doesn't appear to me to be a crowd that looks like they're a group of indigent people.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And so I've always said, well, if we're going to have them, why don't we charge? Or why don't we see if we can't get someone who would like to sponsor that? And my voice was not easy for me this early in the morning. Wasn't met with a chorus of, oh, yeah.
Well, I could see revenue neutral. I mean, just make it revenue neutral, just so that you're not out money. And again, how many people have had to change things in their life because we can't make our dollars go where they used to go? And I could see that as being one. We haven't had an opportunity to talk to you since the court ruling that basically said that that what the folks in Welborn wanted to do was not going to fly. Again, as one member of council, what is your feeling? Because now it's pretty much left to what council does to decide the future of Welborn.
Yeah, Welborn, the Court of Appeals denied Welborn's petition for an emergency writ of mandamus, which meant they were going to force us to have a vote. I'm committed to continuing to work with the people of Welborn, and I think the rest of the council is, to see if we can't come to some common ground and mutually acceptable solution to the problem. We have a tentative meeting to meet in September, and I hope we'll continue the dialogue.
Now, any sense of a timeline on this? I mean, just any sense of a timeline so people can understand. You got to get the budget process done, obviously, but beyond that, then Welborn's going to be front and center again, at least for the people in Welborn.
Absolutely. They're the ones that brought the writ of mandamus, asking us to force the issue. The council has not voted on it. We received the report from the city secretary saying that the signatures were acceptable. However, their interpretation of the law is that incorporation cannot happen through petition. And the writ was to force us to vote on that, and the court ruled in our favor, saying that this is not the appropriate way for a vote to be taken. So there's not the pressing need by having to get it on the ballot by, I think it was yesterday.
Right, right.
So I suspect they'll be hoping to get something on the ballot in May. And my hope is that we can come to some kind of amicable solution between now and then.
Speaking of amicable solutions, where are we with the City College Station and Weingarten Realty?
What a good question. You just floated with good questions.
Well, there are a couple of things we haven't. Well, here's the reason. We get the budget out of the way, and there are a couple of things that are going to have to be done. Weingarten has to be addressed. You've got to hire a new city manager. I mean, there are some things that are going to be needing to be done soon. And I just wonder if you get a report on a regular basis as to where things are with the Weingarten suit.
What we get is if there's anything that's changed from our last meeting. And so that's something we talk about in executive session, so I can't comment on that.
On that part, okay.
Yeah.
And what's our timeline as far as the city manager once the budget gets done?
Well, we have on our...
she had to take a shot of caffeine, folks. It's early for her.
So early. So early.
Yeah.
We had on our agenda for tomorrow night in executive session, we have the review of our city manager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my hope that we'll have a good, candid discussion with him so we can get some parameters of what we would like to be looking for in our city manager, thinking that Glenn Brown's done the job for 5 years and has done an admirable job, and mm-hmm. he knows the job better than anybody else, and so we want to pick his brain and get some ideas and parameters of what we should look for and how we should go about looking for it. I don't think we're going to do anything like hire a consulting company to help us look or go on a national search or something, but we'll probably do what we did for the city secretary, and we're just delighted with Sherry Mashburn. It is probably... make our decision in terms of just the characteristics of the individual we want to have and what type of background he or she should have. And then we'll post it at all the appropriate places that one, the city managers look. There's a city manager magazine and mm-hmm. TML website. And
we'll move on from there, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's our plan.
Excellent. Well, all right. Anything else going on for you?
This Friday
mm-hmm.
Is the last day to file for our special election on city council. So all of you, just come on out.
You people who think this job is so easy and pay so well.
But the added benefit is you get to come here and talk to there, Scott. That's incalculable. About
no,
that.
I
that,
know,
that,
yeah.
That,
yeah,
the,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Okay, we're going to... look at the K2 ordinance tomorrow night, mm-hmm. Very similar to the one Brian passed yesterday. And there was some misinformation about that I'd like to correct. And the ordinance will not be banning any of the apparatus. So
paraphernalia could still exist, just the product might not be there. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. So you want to go out and get a bong? No, just go find Mrs. Scott, and you just go
okay.
out and get one.
Okay.
But so if you are found with the substance and the paraphernalia, and there might be trace amounts of then the paraphernalia is not legal. But in terms of if you just want to buy it for normal tobacco products, why?
Then you can do that. That'll be
correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So those that will not be part of that. And let me see, we're kind of changing up the parking over Northgate in terms of we're getting a new equipment for the garage, and some of the rates are going to change. The surface lot will be 50 cents an hour at all times, except for 8 a.m. to 3 a.m., 8 p.m. to 3 a.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and that'll match the garage at $2 an hour. A parking garage will have a first hour free somewhere between 3 a.m. and 8 p.m.
So if you want to go over there and shop, it'll be free. You don't get nicked by parking on top of other stuff if you're going
for
retail.
Right, and we're going to launch a marketing campaign, hope for some people who will want to do contract parking and stuff like that. So, yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Well, I thank you for coming in this morning. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Magnolia Lighting Center.